football on off the ball.
Toby, I'm just a little bit standoffish, to be honest, and I just said that to the lads in the dressing room. We're getting too much respect. And for me, on a football pitch, when you give teams too much respect, it's a fear. Yeah, didn't like it.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
The Friday Quiz on Off the Ball, brought to you by Dove Men Plus Care, proud sponsors of the British and Irish Lions. Upgrade to Dove Men Plus Care, because care changes everything.
Chris Bond.
Oh, you're kidding me.
San Antonio Spurs.
Damn it.
Are you joking me?
Is that right?
I know.
Is that right?
Tottenham and Aston Villa.
Trying to let him.
Lads, if that's the way it's going to go now, there's no point in us being here, really. If we're not going to do it seriously.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome along to the shoutiest segment on a multitude of platforms. It's the scintillating, it's the stupefying Splendido, and once again, crappy quiz. Almost every week, we pick three OTB cranks off the scrap heap of trivia and pit them against each other in a quiz of sporting factoids at the end of the week. Of course, this is only one of two crappy quizzes on Off the Ball this week. There will be a second one that is for only people who are at the All Together Now festival this weekend, and of course only for the top level OTB brass who are chosen to go. So I won't be a part of that, but two of our contestants today will.
How do you feel about that, Mick?
Great, yeah. Stuff to do this weekend, you know. We have a bouncy castle. So, you know,
pretty
All Together Now my arse.
Wow.
All Together Never.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
All Together Then.
Well, good. I can tell you, back in the day, the dark days of Off the Ball, when nobody wanted to come and do a crappy quiz at Electric Picnic, myself and Onchi, and we're the only ones who put our hands up, so this is our continuous reward.
Yes, I'm going to go along with that, even though I never did the quiz at Electric Picnic, but last year Nathan and I had a great experience at Electric Picnic together. The dynamic duo that definitely didn't screw the whole thing up and ruin Off the Ball's reputation forever.
This year will be fine.
Yeah, anyone who was there knows what he's talking about.
7 o'clock at All Together Now.
If you are there, it does promise.
Or maybe 8 o'clock. 7 o'clock, I'm going to say.
7 o'clock on Friday, yeah.
7 o'clock on Friday.
And in fairness, like, I mean, people have bought tickets for the show. They want to, like, I mean, maybe they want to go and see one of the bands, but I think it's for you guys. They probably should get the top brass. I've no mad issue with that. You know, that's like, let's put our best foot forward, you know?
Yeah, they don't, like, Fontaines aren't turning up on Friday night without their lead singer.
Exactly, yeah. The crappy quiz is brought to you.
They're not getting the guitar tech to start singing the songs.
The crappy quiz is brought to you by Dove Men Plus Care, proud sponsors of the British and Irish Lions. Upgrade to Dove Men Plus Care because care
sponsor
changes everything.
Oh.
And taking care, and good to know he's been listening the last few weeks, taking care over their questions in this week's quiz are your usual, although not so usual in one case, purveyors of sporting eejitry. Our first contestant this week has had a good week. The big game of the year is always a big one, as we know, for any mafia. And things can go very badly if the result doesn't go their way. Thankfully, though, for the Kerry Mafia, everything went to plan on Sunday. And our hero celebrated by finding the Don himself in Crow Park and celebrating wildly. The FBI don't need surveillance in this crowd, though. They operate out in the open, even posting their shenanigans on their Instagram pages. He ain't afraid of no FBI. Please welcome the consigliere, Owen Sheehan.
Thank you very much. Immunity, I think, is what you get after an All-Ireland win.
Is it? How long for?
I don't know.
You don't know. To what?
Sunday night, anyway.
Who
bit
knows?
Of Monday.
Were you quite emotional after the game?
Yes.
See, obviously I've spent my life following teams who are not successful. I would have just thought at some stage, you just kind of get used to winning and there's sort of a, yes, job done.
Like, every year has its own story.
Exactly, yeah. It's been a couple of years as well.
How many years in your life, adult life, did you say?
My third one in my adult life.
What are you?
His childhood was filled with All Ireland supporters.
What's your adult life since you were 18?
Come
on.
They count till about 10.
What year were you born?
10.
94.
Well, you have your...
here!
No, but you have your drinking years.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, they so like, celebrate them differently.
I'd have been...
Absolutely, but it doesn't mean beat Mayo when he was 10 years of age didn't happen.
Hold
or
on.
The one when he was 12 years
no,
of age.
No, it is different. It
or
is
the
different.
One when he was 13 years of age, no, or 15 years of age, or 16 years of age.
He's not going to be allowed to talk here, I think.
There is a... It's like, I mean, you're obviously projecting yourself here. Like, for me, why it's important to me is that my adult life has largely revolved around living in Dublin and having autonomy and going to all the league games, because it's easier to go all the league games. I've become a better Kerry fan since I've been living in Dublin. So that's it for me. So everything post 2013 basically is what I would consider to be part of this chapter, whereas I'd be scuttled away home after they won the All-Ireland in 2009. I suppose I was like 14. So, I mean, that's what should happen to a 14-year-old child in Dublin. It's like it's scuttled away home to Kerry. But I don't know. It's not that they mean more or anything. There's just a difference.
I don't know why you have to explain yourself. I think the headline I'm taking from this is esteemed sports presenter asks other sports presenter why you arse about sport.
I don't know why I'm asking. I was just surprised by the level of emotion considering often this
happens.
Maybe
I was as well. Maybe I was surprised as well, Nathan.
This makes me uncomfortable.
There was probably greater emotion on Sunday than there was after they won the All-Ireland in 22.
Why?
I don't know. It's if you start delving into the rationale behind your emotion, the emotion all of a sudden isn't the point at all. You start to think about it very logically.
Well said.
That's profound, yeah.
Our next contestant.
Thanks, Matthew.
No problem.
Of course, the reason this has probably all come up is because he's far more worried these days by Paddy Harrington than he is of Paddy Clifford. And he wasn't even watching the match last Sunday. He didn't want to be here today either. But unfortunately, his plan to cover the Scottish Senior Open at Turnberry was scuppered by the Secret Service finding out about his association with a prominent member of the Kerry Mafia, and they didn't want him within 100 miles of Donald Trump. And so here he is, crappy quizzing with the rest of us for the first of two times this week. It's Nathan Black Sox Murphy.
What, Rory McIlroy, why does Augusta 2025 mean so much to you? You weren't that emotional when you won at Royal Liverpool.
Rory's impact on his Augusta success was greater than your impact on Kerry.
Hold on a minute.
Hold on, the fans were a big part.
That's completely out of line.
Hold on.
Our final contestant is back on the quiz after a long absence. Another man for whom the world didn't stop during the All-Ireland final last week as he was recovering from a weekend in Amsterdam at the time.
Right.
And unfortunately, all my jokes thereafter have been deleted by HR and I've received a verbal warning. So please welcome Matthew, the young Mr. Brennan.
Yep, I'm back after a long, long time away. I was banned for a while, but I've returned now. An underwhelming debut, but...
Have you only made one appearance?
One appearance.
I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, but I'm in with the big dogs today. So
did you finish last?
No, Cameron came last.
Virtual last.
Yeah, chair one. It's a version of last. Yeah,
chair one.
Yeah,
oh.
yeah, chair one. Okay. So,
strong lineup that day.
Oh yeah.
You were kind of Man United in the Europa League final.
Yeah, you could say that. Yeah.
How was Amsterdam?
Yeah, it was nice. Great place.
Any stories?
No.
That happened being deleted by HR.
Emotional at times in Amsterdam?
Yeah, you could say that, yeah. Yeah. Culturally significant weekend. Yeah.
As ever, the format is the classic
personally
crappy quiz.
Significant weekend?
No.
With a series of questions on a range of themes, then onto the Citizen Side of Trivia and the Never Unfair, always evenly distributed and never ever controversial rapid fire round. Please send any questions you have via email, crappyquiz@offtheball.com. They would be bloody appreciated. This has been a slog of writing quizzes over the last few weeks, I have to say, but so please get them in or send them to us via the old ways, postcard, beer box, cereal box, whatever you can stick a stamp on, basically. The Quizmaster, Off the Ball Towers, Marconi House, Diggs Lane, Dublin 2. Will we get to it?
Yes.
First round's exciting. It's an audio round. Nathan, you'll be up first. Give this clip a listen to.
Mm. I felt embarrassed for soccer, embarrassed for the country, embarrassed for all the good players, for our great tradition in soccer. This is nothing to do with the players who play today. That's a good side. I feel embarrassed and ashamed at that performance.
Would you go as strongly as that about it?
John never goes as strongly as me on anything, but I'm thinking of men like him.
Okay, so in this famous clip, John goes on to name five men who he's thinking of that are like John Giles. Name two of them.
Tommy Eglinton.
Yes.
Thinking of men.
That's a pass over.
Yeah. No.
Liam Brady.
Let's hear it.
John never goes as strongly as me on anything, but I'm thinking of men like him, Tommy Eglinton, all the great players we produced, Peter Farrells, the great football, the Liam Brady's, the Ronnie Whelan's, the David O'Leary's. This is a great football and country produced players and go out and play that rubbish.
There we go. Off the mark, Nathan. Yeah. Well played.
Audio quality's very good on that.
Yeah.
Audio quality's very good on that for something that's 35 years old.
Oh, yeah. Fair enough, yeah.
Well, the audio quality was so good, I was listening going...
Got it from the
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah,
that's,
that recent, like,
that's
yeah.
the Egypt game. And then I was going, actually, was this like the Noel King game?
That's exactly what I was thinking.
No,
well,
it's very much the Egypt game, yeah, yeah. Tommy Eglinton and Peter Farrell, like... Surprising that they were the first names to come to his mind, of course. But anyway, there you go. One of the great moments in Irish television. Up next, Matthew. Have a listen to this.
Pet hobby of mine, you can't have the same rules for football and hurling. They were innocuous fouls, in the name of God Almighty. Now, if you tell me that defies the lad being sent off, the ref will say to you, it's the rules of the game. But if they're not going to use common sense, if they want to play go and play this is the thing that's driving everyone mad.
Okay, so what sport does Cyril Farrell think the big wigs above in Croke Park are turning hurling into?
Ice hockey.
If they want to play ice hockey, let them go and play ice hockey.
Yeah.
Let's have a listen.
The rest I say to you is the rules of the game. But if they're not going to use common sense, if they want to play tennis, go and play tennis. This is the thing that's driving
everyone. I was thinking the other way. I was thinking they're hitting the heads off each other.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah. No. He's talking about innocuous things. Yeah, yeah, no, so
that was poor on my behalf.
Tennis would have been the answer I was looking for there, rather than tennis as well. So, no points for you, Matthew.
It's okay.
Owen, here's yours.
What makes rugby the greatest game played on earth is that unlike at the end of it, it relies on the courage, character and commitment
George.
Of men.
So, Owen, name three of the sports that George Hook doesn't think rely on the courage, character and commitment of men.
Soccer has to be one.
Association football.
I've got to name three, is it?
Yeah, and give me three and then we'll hear the clip. I actually don't even have the answer written down.
I don't know. I'm not familiar with this piece of audio. Soccer, golf, and... I can't be two tennises, I'd say. So I'll give you... what other sports even are there?
I don't know, soccer and golf are your only two. That's a bit worrying.
I think what doesn't require the courage in the perception.
This is the greatest sport in the world because it's the only one, he says, that relies on the courage, character and commitment of men specifically.
Oh, I don't know. Running.
Okay. This has been an awful
What round. Makes rugby the greatest game played on earth is that unlike Gaelic football or soccer or hockey or American football, at the end of it, it relies on the courage, character and commitment
George.
Of men.
I got one of them.
You did, football. Has there ever been a George Hook clip that didn't also have Tom McGurk interrupting him and trying to wrap him up as he was speaking? Great times, though.
Yeah, he often pops up, actually. Do you follow RT Archive?
Probably do, yeah.
Tom McGurk, some of his reporting in the non-sports sphere back in the 1970s was fantastic. He and, I can't remember the other presenter's name, they had a race from Donnybrook to O'Connell Street and see which was faster, a bicycle or the bus. And it's one of the best pieces of television I've watched. So beautifully shot. I've gone to getting wistful for the 1970s watching it. I watched a full 7.5 minutes.
Who won?
I knew he didn't know the answer.
He's going to go, I didn't watch it till the end.
I did. The bicycle one. Okay. Bicycle one, yeah. The bicycle one.
Okay.
And that was the day before bike lanes didn't even need them.
Exactly. Dublin looked quieter as well.
So after that dubious enough round one, Nathan is on 1 point. Owen and Matthew are both on zero.
Mm. Football correspondent. Mm.
Round two, fastest finger first. It's the Wikipedia round, the Arthurless Wikipedia round.
It's
great. It's always a great round when Arthur isn't here dominating it.
You got to win this quiz every week if it wasn't for this round.
Going to give you each five players.
I thought you'd be good at this. Like,
no, my brain doesn't operate like it once did.
Going to give you five players. List the clubs they've played for in order according to the Wikipedia page to guess. You must shout your crappy quiz nickname, which is, I don't have it written down here, it's the Consigliere, Young Mister and Black Sox. Okay.
Do we have a guess after each name?
You can only guess for each team. Once per each club mentioned. Okay. You don't have to guess after each club, though.
Cool.
Remember that.
Yep.
Okay, question one. This player started his professional career with Novara.
Black Sox.
Yes.
Javier Hernandez.
No.
Consigliere, David Villa.
No.
Young Mr. Andrea Pirlo.
No. He then moved to Udinese.
Consigliere, Alexis Sanchez.
No.
Young Mister, Di Natale.
No.
Black Sox, Fabrizio Ravanelli.
No. He would then sign for Sampdoria.
Black Sox.
Yes.
Attilio Lombardo.
No. Love that guess. So.
Cancellieri. Yeah. Paolo Di Canio.
No. He then moved to Sporting Lisbon.
Cancellieri. Bruno Fernandes.
Yes. He now plays for Manchester United.
Very good.
Bruno Fernandes gets Owen off the mark. Very good. Next question. This player started his senior professional career with Leeds United.
Cancellieri, Gary Kelly.
No. He then moved to Swansea City.
Cancellieri, Joe Allen.
No. Before moving to Wimbledon.
Black Sox, Alan Cork.
Alan Cork.
Wow. Was not expecting that. What a guess. No.
He played, his son played for Swansea, didn't he?
Jack.
Yeah. Jack Cork, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, oh, that was it. Yeah.
Okay.
That's Leary, Vinny Jones.
No. His next. Oh. Go on. No, you've already guessed. Hang on. Could have got you disqualified there. His next move was to Manchester City.
Oh, balls. So who was before this? Wimbledon to Manchester.
Leeds, Swansea, Wimbledon City.
Leeds, Swansea.
Cancellieri. Scott Carson.
No. Swansea. Before going.
Who was before? Who was before Manchester City? Wimbledon.
City. And then the next club that I'm about to mention.
Black Sox.
Is
Robbie Earl.
No. Chelsea. City. They're all back Chelsea. In. New club.
A Black Sox. No, that's not who it is. Oh. Dennis Wise.
No. He would then play for Everton. Then Fulham.
Cancellieri, Luis Saha.
No. His next club was Sheffield United.
Wimbledon.
Cancellieri, John Egan.
No. Before moving to play with the Charleston Battery.
Charleston Battery.
Cancellieri, Robbie Savage.
No.
Black Sox, John Pashner.
No, and he finished his career with Otago United.
New Zealand.
What?
Is Otago in New Zealand?
Yes.
You see, the Swansea one's put me off.
I'm going to give you one more, just a bit of information, because none of you have a clue.
Yeah.
The significant teams here are Wimbledon, Man City and Chelsea.
It's an old, it's like a, it's a 90s job. Like.
Yeah.
He's Welsh.
The next clue is his international history. He has 42 caps for the Republic of Ireland.
Oh my god.
Cancellieri.
Yes.
Stephen Ireland.
No.
Stephen
Ireland.
Chelsea.
Your time is running out here.
This is embarrassing.
And also Otago United should ring a slight bell as well. He would spend his post-football career in various parts of the world, including in New Zealand.
Oh my God, I'm having a complete brain fart.
One more clue.
Wimbledon.
When playing for Ireland, he really annoyingly wore different socks than everybody else. That's the only one that... Nathan's the only one that has a chance at that because he'd be of his era. But probably doesn't know.
Chelsea. Manchester City, Wimbledon.
Okay. I'm going to call it.
Cancellieri, Chris Hughton.
No.
Oh my God. How can I not even think?
You're allowed one guess, but I need a quick.
I can't think of a single Irish player aside from Damien Duff who played for Chelsea.
Played for Chelsea.
Of the 90s. It's going to be so...
Young Mr. Tony Cascarino.
No.
Oh, that would have been that. Yeah.
Okay, time's up. I will tell you that he played in an FA Cup final for Chelsea and pulled his hamstring as Manchester United went in to score one of the goals.
Of that era.
It is Terry Phelan.
Oh,
wow, okay. Yeah, I'm not
that was bad. That was poor.
Yeah, it was poor.
Right. No points in a Wikipedia round.
Not man of Irish football, as they say.
Well, very much so in this panel.
Yeah, in this
question
room.
Three.
Get Terry Phelan on. See what he's been up to. Yeah.
Terry Phelan's a great interview,
big fan
by
of
the
your
way.
Career.
Yeah.
Followed you from a young age.
Yeah.
Your many clubs.
Yeah, there's so many clubs.
Yeah. I literally couldn't believe it.
This player started his senior professional career with Southall.
Southall.
Consigliere.
Is it not Southall? No.
Neville Southall.
Very good.
Well, it is actually, it does say Southall as well. Okay. Are they actually called Southall?
I think it's Southall, isn't it?
Okay. The race course is Southall, but I don't think it's spelled like that.
No, that's Southwell.
That's Southwell. But that's Southall. I say Southall, don't I?
He then moved to Hayes.
I hear.
Black Sox, Jamie Vardy.
No. Before moving to Queen's Park Rangers.
Black Sox, Trevor Sinclair.
No. Anybody?
Consigliere, Adel Trapped.
Started his career at Southall.
Yeah, he worked his way up to the pyramid, I think, yeah.
Okay, he then signed for Newcastle United.
Black Sox, Les Ferdinand.
Yes. I knew that was gone. I was trying to give you a chance before Nathan was allowed back in. Then to Spurs, West Ham, Leicester, Bolton, where he scored one goal, which was a winner against Man United.
Yeah.
Reading, Watford is where he finished his career. Don't remember that. So that's Les. Big Sir Les. Okay, question four. This player started his career with Schalke. Nulvia.
Consigliere, Lucas Podolski.
No.
Young Mr. Mesut Ozil.
Yes.
Oh.
And what's really creepy about that was that I thought of Podolski, and when I went looking for him, said, oh, Ozil is more interesting.
Ah. Yeah.
That's good. No.
Podolski,
I don't know where Podolski started. I never got that far. Yeah.
Known, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah. He's a Polish background, I think, doesn't he?
He's got a lot of restaurants.
Lukas Podolski.
Podolski has a huge amount of restaurants around him.
Right.
There you go. Well, he played for Schalke.
Made a lot of money post football.
Moved to Werder Bremen, Real Madrid, Arsenal, Fenerbahce, and Istanbul. And this, of course, is Mesut Ozil we're talking about, not Lukas Podolski, who famously wore a Clare jersey on the morning of the 2013 All Ireland final.
Lukas Podolski or Mesut Ozil?
Podolski. Yeah, that was his Arsenal kit man, I think, maybe. Is from Clare? Not sure. Anyway, that was his biggest achievement.
Question five.
Not winning the World Cup.
No.
This player started his career once again with Leeds United.
Black Sox, Ian Hart.
No.
Consigliere, Patrick Bamford.
No. He now also still plays for...
That'd be a good trick. That's
We did that with Muller, and I never even got to he still plays there, and Arthur just guessed.
See, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, anyway, this player who started his career with Leeds United then moved to Liverpool.
Young Mister. No, it's not. I was going to say Harry Kewell. Is it?
Damn it.
It is Harry
Kewell.
Harry
Kewell.
He then signed for Galatasaray, Melbourne Victory, Al Garrafa, and then across to Melbourne's bitter rivals, Melbourne Heart.
Oh.
That is Harry Kewell for you. That puts Matthew onto 2 points along with Nathan and Owens on one. Of course, there should be an extra point, but none of you remembered who Terry Phelan was.
Yeah.
Terry Phelan.
That was dreadful.
Anyway, on those score lines, we're going to take a quick break for radio listeners, and we should be back with you with a much improved crappy quiz after the break. You're welcome back to this week's crappy quiz, where the scores are Nathan 2, Matthew 2, Owen 1, all to play for, as we go to round 3, which is, as always, the Pass the Parcel of Doom round. In this round, all you got to do is give me a name that's on a list of names that I have, and the Parcel of Doom passes on to the next contestant, who then also has to give me a name. We'll keep moving through the list until one of you gives me an incorrect answer, at which point the parcel explodes and one of you will be eliminated and killed. Okay, question 1. The order here is Owen, Matthew, Nathan, and I want official man of the match awards for All Ireland football finals since 1990. And I'm including draws and replays in there, so there are 38 answers here.
Football since
1980. 1990. 1990. I might have said 80, sorry. 1990.
Gavin White.
Gavin White, the most recent.
David Clifford.
David Clifford, yes, once in 2022. Don't have the years written here, but
Kieran Donaghy.
I don't think so.
Who was man of the match in 06?
Well, we'll find out in a few minutes, but it doesn't look like it was Kieran Donaghy according to the list that I saw anyway. It does feel like it should have been him, but you're out.
Jack McCaffrey.
Jack McCaffrey is one of two-time winners on this list and the only man to win All-Ireland man of the match in two consecutive All-Ireland finals. 18 and 19, I think.
James O'Donoghue.
James O'Donoghue is not correct either. No.
Jesus Christ.
James O'Donoghue didn't score in the 20. He was Footballer of the Year, but was not Man of the Match. Wow, that was a waste of time.
Was Gooch Man of the Match in 06?
Yeah, Gooch was two-time. No, he wasn't in 06. He was in 04 and 07.
Thomas Sullivan won one.
Thomas Sullivan won one. That's right. The
09, I think.
Yes, and the 06 Man of the Match seems to have been Aidan O'Mahony.
Oh, yeah. Michael Fitzsimons won one.
He won two.
Yeah.
Two.
No, he didn't. He won one. You're right. Who was the other player? Sorry, Gooch and McCaffrey are the only two to win it twice from this list anyway.
Oh, Oisin Conaghy won it last year?
Yes, he did, yeah. Anyway, well done, lads. That was a brilliant performance. Point for Rome. We're all on 2 points. Sure, great for the quiz. Shay McCarthy in 1990 for Cork. James McCartan. Manus Boyle, who you spoke to about being man of the match last week. You didn't really get around to having to go too deep into the well, though, in fairness to you. Johnny McGurk. Mickey Linden, the great Mickey Linden. Paul Curran. Liam McHalen, the first game in 96. Then Tommy Dowd, Maurice Fitzgerald, of course, in 97, Michael Donlan, Mark O'Reilly from Meath, Mike Frank Russell, Seamus Moynihan, the replay in 2000, Pádraic Joyce, Oisin McConville, Kevin Hughes, Gooch won it twice, Owen Mulligan, Aidan O'Mahony, Sean Kavanagh, Tom O'Sullivan, Daniel Goulding, Kevin Nolan for Dublin in 11, Michael Murphy, Bernard Brogan, Paul Murphy, Brian Fenton, John Small, Mick Fitzsimons, James McCarthy, twice for Jack McCaffrey, Kieran Kilkenny, Conor Callaghan, Darren McCurry, Clifford, Paul Mannion, Connolly, and Gavin White.
That's dreadful.
This bodes well for the next game, of which the order is Matthew, Nathan, Owen. That's the official Man of the Match awards for All-Ireland Hurling Finals since 1990, including draws and replays.
Oh, God.
Just have a think here, lads. Like, these are, you know, a lot of them are straightforward.
Yeah. Henry Shefflin.
Henry Shefflin, 2002.
Shane O'Donnell.
Shane O'Donnell, 2013.
Ronan Maher.
Second game. Ronan Maher, 2025.
Oh,
we've made it through an entire. There. All three of you.
Yeah.
I thought John McGrath was the.
Actually, had Darren McCarty written
down.
Thought
wrong.
Tony Kelly.
Tony Kelly, last year, 2024. Shane O'Donnell won Man of the Match when Tony Kelly won Hurler of the Year, and Tony Kelly won Man of the Match when Shane O'Donnell won Hurler of the Year.
There you go.
Nice little. I don't know what you would call it.
What year is it, sorry?
Serendipity. Since 1990.
Okay.
DJ Carey.
Yes.
Oh. Lark Horbert.
2000 for DJ. Lark Horbert, 2010. Didn't realise it was 2000 until just now, which was the Jubilee game.
Is it from 1990 or 2000?
Sorry, no, 2000, I'm saying, okay. Was the Jubilee game last 2 weeks ago. I didn't realise the Man of the Match wasn't there.
Huh. You didn't realise this?
I knew he wasn't there. I'm saying I didn't realise he was Man of the Match until just now, yeah. Anyway, moving on. Whose goal was it?
Did Seamus Callanan win one?
Seamus Callanan did in 2019. No, in 2016. When Austin Gleeson won Hurler of the Year and not Seamus Callanan, who was Man of the Match in every single game.
I'm going to regret this, but Joe Canning.
Joe Canning.
Garrod Hegarty.
Yes, twice. One of only two players to win it twice. Like the football.
Oh my God. This is a disaster.
Yep, I'd agree with that.
What?
That you're a disaster.
You see, both my guesses, Donaghy and, like, Donaghy was clearly Man of the Match in 06.
I don't quite remember. I remember Gooch being amazing that day, to be honest, but yeah.
And, clearly Joe Canning's the best player on the pitch when go in the All-Ireland, but they're just giving it to someone else because they know they're going to give Joe Canning Hurler of the Year.
No, I don't think it was as straightforward as that. Fine. Yeah.
Did Kyle Hayes win one?
He did, yeah. He won 2020. No, he won it in 2018. I've got all the years wrong. Sorry about that. Yeah, he won the first Limerick one.
Surely Keane Lynch.
Surely Keane Lynch did in 2021. Or two, I don't know. One of them. I just want a vision on Nathan here, please, folks.
It is a stupid round.
Oh, you're a stupid round.
There's no rhyme nor reason to the man of the match.
He said,
based on a whim of whoever's on the panel.
Memorable moments in the, you know, are basic, like.
TJ Reid won one.
Surely he did, but he didn't. So Owen gets the point there as well.
I thought that
TJ would have been man of the match in 2015, but it was Tommy Walsh. Tommy Walsh did, yeah.
Did Austin Gleeson win one?
I'm not sure about Tommy.
Eddie Brennan?
Richie Power.
Eddie did, yeah, in 07.
Owen Larkin.
Richie Power, no.
No.
Owen Larkin, no.
Jackie. Okay.
Jackie didn't know. Brian Cody won it in 2008.
Oh, famously. Oh. Yeah, I forgot about that.
They should have been ashamed of him.
That's what I mean. That's what I mean. The whole thing is a nonsense.
But again, it was an easy answer. Tomas Mulcahy, 1990. From there, we had Pat Fox, Pat O'Neill. Paura Kelly is an interesting one because he was Galway in 1993 who lost the game.
Oh, wow.
So I think that's a
that would stand out, yeah.
Brian Whelan won it both times. Offaly won the All-Ireland in 94 and 98. Seanie McMahon, Liam Dunn, James O'Connor, Brian Corcoran, Tommy Dunn, Shefflin, with DJ and Shefflin in there as well in 03. Then Noel Hickey, Niall McCarthy and Ben O'Connor for Cork's two in a row. Aidan Fogarty in 06. Eddie Brennan, Brian Cody, ridiculous. PJ Ryan, then skipping on to 11. JJ Delaney, Irla Tanyan in the first game in 12. Then Walter Walsh. Connor Ryan was the first in first game in 2013. And Richie Hogan in 2014, and then Kieran Joyce in the replay, Michael Fennelly, Seamus Callan, and David Burke was the absolute correct call for man of the match that day. That's why it was Kyle Hayes, Noel McGrath, and then you got almost all of the Limerick ones and the recent ones except for Peter Casey.
Okay.
2023. So there you go, Owen gets another point. Our last one, he goes into the lead as well, 3-2-2. Our last one is an easy one for Nathan. Any player currently in the top 30 of the official world men's golf rankings?
We only get golf questions for Nathan.
That's not true.
The question was written before anybody was in the quiz.
Nathan, you're actually up first in this one, then Owen, then Matt.
Rory McIlroy
is number two.
Is it? So Owen then.
Owen's next, yeah.
Scotty Scheffler
himself is, unsurprisingly, number one. And now it gets hard.
Yeah. Xander Schauffele.
Number three. Well done.
That was not
a sign of real knowledge here. We went 1, 2, 3.
Yeah. Intentionally.
Colin Morikawa.
Number six.
JJ Spawn.
Number nine.
Oh, see, I just haven't a clue who's in live and who's not. Like,
well, that is part of the question, though. As in, it's part of the reason for asking the question.
Yeah, I know.
These rankings are bizarre, by the way. They really need to merge the tours.
How am I drawing a blank already? That's ridiculous. Justin Rose.
Yeah. He's 20th.
Tommy Fleetwood,
15.
Harris English,
number 8. Owns it. Cause a few surprises in this round.
Tony Finau.
I'm sure he is, but I haven't written.
Ooh, it'll be tight for Finau.
Finau is not here.
No, it's grand.
Had a bad.
Has he?
He's sort
messed
of
up his old career, has he?
Bad 18 months.
Yep.
So who's going to be the person that you always have to go each way in the majors now if Finau?
We actually played quite well in the Open. So he did.
Finau replaced. Who was it that you used to always go for before that? Oh, another American.
They all come back into your head like as soon as you're out, don't they?
Patrick Cantlay, is that the person you go for?
Well, at 22 in the world, you'd be mad not to own.
Yeah.
Shane Lowry,
19th. The moment. He was up much higher earlier in the season.
Patrick Cantlay, because that actually wasn't my answer. I was saying it to you as a conversation.
Yeah, he was. I was going to bring it up, but I said I'd leave it.
To be fair, it wasn't my answer. It wasn't my answer. I said it to you because who do you put money on?
And he didn't catch it. He didn't catch it, and you went with Larry.
I'm gonna. Do you know what? You're getting away with this because of my absolute lack of concentration, and I can't recall what happened.
I said his name in conversation.
I went Fleetwood, then you went English.
Yeah. Well, is it not Matthew's go?
I'm out.
Matthew's gone.
Who did you say?
Oh,
Fina. I said Fina.
All right, so it makes no difference then, really. So back to me again.
So you said Cancelly. Yeah, well, except for going out of order, but yeah, let's keep the game going.
Right. So it's my go, is it?
Yeah.
Russell
Henley is fifth in the world. A man who we've all seen take many golf shots.
You're not having Russell Henley
now. I just thought he's fifth best golfer in the world, Nathan. That's all.
Five, is he?
Yeah.
Ah. Justin Thomas.
Justin Thomas is the fourth best golfer in the world. A man who hasn't done anything in 7 years. The man who misses the cut in every major, like
Bob McIntyre.
Bob, big shot Bob, 14th.
I was actually following him at the Open as well. That's poor.
Victor Hovland.
Yeah, 13th.
Ludvig Aubert.
Yeah, 11. I'm not feeling good about Europe's chances in the Ryder Cup with all these no-name Americans in the single figures and all the top Europeans in the double figures.
Højgaard.
Oh.
Give me your first name, Alan.
I think it's the other one. But I can only think of Nicolai.
Well, either way, neither of them are in the top 30. Oh. Rasmus is the other one, of course.
Rasmus,
who I think is higher, isn't he?
Rasmus higher at the moment, yeah.
All right. Well, do you know what? You hung in there. Number 7 player in the world right now is the only one, is Keegan Bradley, the US Ryder Cup captain.
That's my.
Is Cameron Young in there?
No, actually.
It's Tagala.
Weirdly.
Tagala
would be
not. No, Seb Strack is 10. Matsuyama is 12.
He's in. I said
Tagala's not in there as well. DeChambeau is 16, just by virtue of winning the US Open last year and still being in the majors. Ben Griffin. Maverick McNeely.
Definitely
not a Happy Gilmore character.
No.
Tyrrell Hatton also is doing so well in majors.
Maverick had his own private jet before he started playing golf.
Did he?
His father runs some giant, I think, I don't know, Ultra Fund or something.
Got her up is 26th in the world. He comes after Sam Burns, Corey Connors, Wyndham Clark, Brian Harman, Sungjae Im, Billy Horschel, and Nick Taylor.
Taylor would have been a good one to get now.
Canadian?
That's a dodgy enough list. That's the worst top 30 of golf rankings of all time.
Without question.
Yeah.
It's a shambles. Like Billy Horschel's been injured.
The shambles is there though. He's 16, yeah.
He's the only live player in there.
And Tyrrell Hatton.
So the shambles.
The
shambles made it entirely on major points.
That's impressive.
Yeah. He'd still have his US Open points from last year if we win it. But
and
he's
been
also
playing well in the majors.
He's doing well in them. And Hatton, in fairness to him, has been like top 5 in nearly all of them, hasn't
he? And Hatton's been playing European Tour events as well.
Ah, okay.
Ah.
I see. Anyway, it leaves the scores after round 3 on Nathan on 3, Owen on 3, and Matthew on 2. This is close, folks.
Tight.
Fun free magic numbers round.
Ooh.
You know the rules. 3 points if one player gets it right. If nobody does, it's 2 points for the closest. Doesn't go bust. And 1 point for the second closest. Pens down when the music ends. I need you to give me the following number. And just a note that Ger got all 3 points right and everybody else went bust last week. So it is possible. I don't think he got any of the questions right. The number of Irish riders in the Tour de France Femme this year, plus the number worn by Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, which I pronounced weirdly there, for his entire Manchester United career, plus the number of goals David Clifford scored in the 2025 Championship, plus the number of Olympic gold medals won by Ireland at the 2024 Paris Games. Your 30 seconds expire when Sinatra sings by Chenny Beads. So it's the number of Irish riders in the Tour de France Femme, the squad number of Ole Gunnar Solskjaer during his Manchester United career, David Clifford goals in the 2025 Championship, and the number of Olympic golds won by Ireland in Paris. Bangles, hear how they jing jing a linger. Bubbles, bangles. I think we need a 3-pointer here, folks. These are all very gettable. Matt.
28.
Nathan.
35.
26.
3 points for Nathan. It is 35.
What number did Solskjaer wear?
I have 19.
Yeah, I do too.
What York's number? 20.
20.
Boxy.
You don't know squad numbers.
No, I'm terrible at them.
Three riders.
Yeah,
20 for Solskjaer. David Clifford scored
eight goals. And four Paris goals.
Yes.
It's a mess. Four goals.
Just like
what number did you put there for Solskjaer?
11.
Yeah.
I have no clue.
I knew he was a sub.
I literally had 3, 19, 8, and 4.
Ryan Giggs, right, like, in fairness, I know you say I don't know about squad numbers. You know Ryan Giggs was number 11 for Manchester United.
Not really. The only ones I knew really were like Henri was 14 and Vieira was 4, and after that even Arsenal, no clue.
Wow, right.
Just one of those really blank spots.
Fair enough. Okay, well, that blank spot has cost you 3 points because Nathan's
That's
on 6, Owen's on 3, and Matthew's on 2.
It's a killer.
So it's a big lead for Nathan now. That's after changing our fun game into a less fun game. Mm. Easy with the paper there, Matthew.
Sorry.
Live radio. Recorded radio. On to the final. Our winner will be decided with in the round that separates the wheat from the chaff. Oh, I forgot the right one. So still says the James Lowes from the James Highs. In the never unfair egalitarian rapid fire round, you'll each have a rapid fire round, 20 seconds, 1 point for each correct answer. We'll start on the player which is on the lowest score, which is young Mr. Brennan, and then on to the next lowest and continue like that. Matthew, if you're ready, your 20 seconds start now. What team are top of the men's League of Ireland Premier Division?
Shamrock Rovers.
Andy McBrien plays for Ireland in what sport?
Basketball.
No, who was named man of the match in the All-Ireland football final last Sunday?
It's Gavin White.
Yeah, who is the only Irish player to have scored 2 test tries in the Lions tour so far?
Dan Sheehan.
Yeah, what club did PSG buy Kylian Mbappe from?
Real Madrid.
Monaco.
It's Monaco, yeah.
Yeah.
I did
didn't hear it correctly. But you did get Dan Sheehan, you got Dan White, and you got Shamrock Rovers, which means you got 3 questions right. Andy McBrien plays cricket for Ireland.
Very good.
So that puts you on to 5 points, which is still one behind Nathan. So you out.
Yep, indeed.
Unfortunately.
Hard luck.
Thanks, Ned.
Hard luck. Now, we need a big one from you, Owen, if you are ready.
Yep.
Your time starts now. What team are bottom of the Men's League of Ireland Premier Division?
Cork.
Katie Mullen plays for Ireland for what sport? Who was the top scorer in the All-Ireland football final last Sunday?
David Clifford.
Who will become the first Irish player to reach 9 Lions test caps in the professional era if selected?
Jack Conan?
No. Real Madrid would sign Jude Bellingham from what club?
Dortmund.
Who is the France men's rugby head coach?
Galtier.
Galtier is correct. Dortmund is correct. David Clifford is correct. Hockey is correct. And Cork City is correct. You got 5. Tyke Furlong.
Of course.
Is going to be the first Irish player, if selected. There's a good few on 8, including Conor Murray, Brian O'Driscoll, someone else. And it will be the first 9 if he gets selected this weekend for Tyke Furlong. So you got 5. That means Nathan needs 3 to win.
Easy.
4 to win is a pain in the arse. 3 easy, to win. Easy. You'll find 3 ones.
Hold on, Nathan.
Okay, Nathan. Congratulations. Your 20 seconds start now. What team won last season's men's FAI Cup?
Drogheda.
Pat Burke played for Ireland in what sport?
Basketball.
How many 2-pointers did David Clifford score in the All-Ireland final?
3.
What Irish player is the most capped Lions player of all time?
Willie John McBride.
Who signed Leroy Sané from Manchester City?
Bayern Munich.
Who is the Irish women's rugby team head coach?
Scott Beaman.
Congratulations. 6 out of 6. Can't argue with that. No regrets.
The way you were looking, I thought I'd got the first 3 or 4 wrong, and I was
I gave you the nod after 3. I was trying to anyway, but obviously I was very unclear. Drogheda, basketball for Pat Burke. David Clifford scored 3 2-pointers. Willie John McBride's the most cap lion of all time. Bayern Munich signed Leroy Sané from Man City, and Scott Beaman is the Irish women's head coach. Congratulations, Nathan Black Sox Murphy.
Thank you very much.
And not a sign of cheating or anything
that you're aware of.
Yeah, well, you've hit it well.
We're like running a golf podcast every single week, being asked for the top 30 golfers.
That was 1 point.
Like, to all intents and purposes, cheating.
He won by about, I think he won by when 3 points in the end.
Because then, but that way I know to expect the golf question next time that you're around the quiz.
Learn something about one of the sports that you're meant to cover on a regular basis.
Friday night, is it?
Maybe. Do it.
Less
time getting emotionally invested in Kerry and more time thinking about golf.
It's more like get off our patch. You're not allowed to talk about golf. Is with the Golf Weekly process on.
Thank you to our contestants, as always. Thank you to Dove Men Plus Care. Thank you to the listeners, and we'll see you next week, probably.